Beijing denied President Barack Obama's claim that China was manipulating the international currency and trade systems in its favor. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Weimin strongly defended his government's currency and foreign investment policies. Liu says far from trying to keep the yuan artificially low to benefit Chinese companies by making their products cheaper on international markets, Beijing is instead striving to manage a floating exchange rate. But he says Beijing will do so at its own pace. Liu says even if the RMB does rise substantially in value, it will not solve the problems facing the United States. He says America's trade deficit, unemployment, and what he describes as other structural problems are not caused by China's manipulation of its currency's exchange rate. President Obama used some of his strongest language yet to demand Beijing obey international investment rules. After meeting Chinese President Hu Jintao at the APEC summit in Hawaii on Sunday, Mr. Obama said international rules are in place for all nations to follow and to allow them to compete fiercely with each other. He said the United States will continue to be firm that China operates by the same rules as everyone else.
Their rule is different now than it might have been 20 years ago or 30 years ago, where if they were breaking some rules, it didn't really matter. It did not have a significant impact. You weren't seeing huge trade imbalances that had consequences for the world financial system. Now, they've grown up, and so they're going to have to help manage this process in a responsible way.
Liu dismissed the president's suggestion that China was behaving immaturely and unfavorably.
So I think the
He says it is America, not China, that needs to abide by international trade rules. He calls on Washington to let Chinese companies invest more in the United States. Liu also insisted that Washington relax restrictions on the export of high-tech products to China, claiming this greatly profits U.S. companies. The United States banned some sophisticated technology sales to China on national security grounds. Washington is not alone in calling China a currency manipulator. The European Union also accuses Beijing of keeping its currency artificially low to help make China the world's manufacturing capital and second biggest economy.